getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Hello, my name is Jesse Bradley, and I'm the pastor at Grace Community Church in Auburn. And I want to take a minute and talk about testimonies. Testimonies are so important, so personal. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11 says that we are going to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And so your testimony is your story, it's your journey, it's authentic, and you get to put in to words your experience and how you've come to know the Lord and how you're walking with Him. Now, Paul shares his testimony in 1 Timothy chapter 1, starting in verse 12. He says, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that He considered me faithful, appointing me to His service. Even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. So Paul is admitting, you know, where he was and then coming to know the Lord, and now where he is now, kind of before knowing Jesus, as he put his trust in Jesus, and then how he's living for Jesus. And that's a simple outline you might want to think through in your own testimony. Paul writes a longer testimony in Acts chapter 9, also chapter 22 and chapter 26. And you can have different versions of your testimony. I think of that game Hungry Hippo, and the hippo's mouths, they open and close, and sometimes they're open for a while, sometimes they're just open really quickly. Some people, when they're listening to you, they just want to hear a quick one-sentence or two-sentence version of your story. Others will sit down at a coffee shop, and you can talk for an hour. So, as you think through your testimony, I want to share mine with you. And my parents got divorced when I was 7, and at that time, God was not in my life. So I didn't grow up going to church or reading the Bible, and I didn't know about Jesus. So I poured my life into sports and grades. I got into a good college, Dartmouth College on the East Coast, and I took a class, Introduction to World Religions. Now, I had never read the Bible before, but it was assigned. It was the Gospel of John. The professor was critical of the Bible, but the Word of God is so powerful. So as I read the Gospel of John, I sensed there's no other book like this. This is God's Word. It has power. It started to answer some of my spiritual questions. And I learned, and what stood out, Christianity at its core is about grace. Other religions, a lot of performance, works, trying to be good enough, keeping the law. Christianity, it's about God's initiative. He loves us and knows us before we ever love and know Him. He sent His Son. And by putting your trust in Jesus, you can have eternal life and the forgiveness of sins. Even though that's the greatest offer any of us will ever hear or receive, I still fought it for a year. I was stubborn, and eventually I put my trust in Jesus. C.S. Lewis says, Jesus is ultimately, because He claims to be God's Son, either Lord, liar, or lunatic. One of those. And as I went through, I realized I can't just call Him a good teacher. And I made the decision He's going to be my Savior and my Lord. And there was a song in my heart that just hasn't left. And I'm not very musically gifted, but it's a joy that's deep in the deepest place inside. And I, you know, that void that was in my life, I tried to fill it with friends, and I couldn't figure out why, if I had good grades and soccer and championships and parties and everything else, why I was still empty there. And it wasn't until I came to know Jesus that that place in my life, that deepest place, suddenly had joy. I was not alone, and God was who I needed, even though I didn't realize it right away. So that's my testimony, and I've written it out. I encourage you to write out your testimony. Do it today. Do it this week. Share it with some friends, family, or maybe even your church. We started a website, realgod.info, just collecting different testimonies. But that's a question I ask people often, whether that's an interview for a ministry position or I'm just getting to know someone, tell me your story. And if you ask people their story, you know, they're often going to ask yours too. So it can be two-way. But asking people specifically, when did they start to follow Jesus? And why did they follow Jesus? And it's important as you share yours, it could be with your kids or grandkids, because they might know what you believe, but they don't know why. And when you share your experiences, you know, they're going to be drawn to Jesus. Their faith will be strengthened. So again, take some time today, write out your testimony, and then think about who you could share it with. Pray about that. And testimonies are disarming. They're your experience, but they can impact people and they can transform lives. And God's word says, share your testimony.
You've been listening to Pastor Jesse Bradley from Grace Community Church in Auburn. For more details about the church, visit them online at graceinauburn.com.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.